that was always weird to me. Like, why'd you kill all those fish, dude?
People have accidental discharges.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. I'm Bri. Walt's here.
Hello.
BQ is here.
Hello.
Get 'em is here.
Andy Stankin.
Special guest, Demi. Which I don't have we been officially introduced to you yet on the show?
No.
No?
Kind of lurked. In the background a little bit.
Yeah, you've come here with – you're friends with Troy. You've come here several times with Troy. Yep. You're also an officer of the law.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're going to help us out with some stuff today.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
We're expanding the TSD Town Police Department.
Yeah.
Yeah. Troy's not going to be around forever, you know?
It's true.
The old sheriff's going to ride off into the sunset one day, mm-hmm. you know? You need a deputy.
I was wondering about Troy recently because he talks about retiring, but he's like, you know, I can't do it yet. I got to wait.
Yeah.
So, but that's like every cop, right? They're just like, wait. Towards the end, they're just like, I just want to retire.
Yeah. At some point, depending what you do.
Yeah. Like what does Troy do if like the day he retires, Mary Beth and I fall victim to a double homicide?
Whoa.
Does he – do you think he takes it on himself to investigate?
It wouldn't be his jurisdiction though, would it?
No, it depends on where
you – it would be his jurisdiction.
Yeah. I assumed you guys were at home.
That's a safe assumption.
Yeah. Anything's happening. It's happening at home. So you two get brutally murdered. No – I think he gets on the case.
Think he gets on the case?
Yeah, he's not going to – like one of his dearest friends gets murdered. I don't think he's putting away 30 years of detective experience to weep at your funeral. Yeah.
But he doesn't have 30 years of rules and regulations to follow either or laws. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If he's retired.
He's a private detective.
He's rogue now.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the plot of Lethal Weapon? Like Murtaugh was like 2 days away from retirement?
That's like every cop movie.
he was about to retire.
41 in that too. When he says I'm too old for this shit.
Is he?
41. Yeah, I saw something. I had to look it up. I was like, he's not really. I was like, oh, Danny Glover was 41 when he said I'm too old.
He wasn't wrong. That's a lot to deal with. How would you react if like you were given a partner like Riggs.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Like a loose cannon, just eschewing the rules and going about his business in a high profile, wacky case, handcuffing himself to.
Isn't it a results oriented business though? Like Riggs got it
Sometimes
done.
Sometimes people look the other way.
Yeah. Riggs got the job done though.
I don't think Riggs would have survived today.
Yeah, I don't know if you could look that far the other way.
Nobody cares, Walt, about crime cases being closed. They care about how it looks.
All those South Africans would have needed was a cell phone camera when he shot the fish
tank. That's it.
And that's the end.
Oh, that would have – you would have had everybody all over him. That was always weird to me. Like, why'd you kill all those fish, dude? It never made sense to me when he shot that fish tank.
He just wants to say a big fuck you.
Yeah, but it's fires his service. Like, how do you feel?
Do you
your
think
partner?
Any fish died in that?
Yeah, because you saw them running to try to.
Yeah, but where are they putting them?
Find a bucket,
toilet,
trash can.
Okay, so tropical fish that need like perfect temperature and pH, just throw in the trash can. That sounds about right. But yeah, like if your partner shot his service weapon into a fish tank to make a point.
Officially or unofficially?
Yeah, he's there. He's investigating a crime. And he's like, any meaning by any more? And he just shoots the tank.
People have accidental discharges, they call it.
Oh.
Telling me.
Yeah.
A lot of
What?
Old desk pop.
That was on purpose. Yeah.
So we're going to do that in a little bit. But first, I don't want to forget this. Pam finally published her book.
Whoa. Oh.
So it is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play, all those places. I'm going to put a link up in the
Let me order one right now.
In the Twitter feed at Tell 'em Steve Dave. I'll put that up Sunday in case anybody wants to buy it.
That's an accomplishment, man. See that to the finish line so many years later.
So many years later. Yeah. I mean, it's been like 10 years.
Oh, if not more.
If not more.
Right? And that's seeing it through. And That's a big accomplishment, no matter what the
– No matter what your last name is.
What's the name of the book? What's the official title?
Shane, Heir to the Throne. Oh, you know what? I wish I brought it with me because she didn't use her real name. She wanted a pen name.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So she used – she didn't want to associate with me.
The
so
fairy ring.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
She said, I want to be like Joe Hill and Stephen King.
Avoid the Johnson curse.
Okay, I see it. You want me to say what her name is? The –
Yeah, what it's
Pammy J. P A M I is the first name. J A E is the second.
Yeah.
Pammy J. And it's called Shane, Heir to the Throne. Book one.
I'm not sure if it meets Walt Mustard.
I mean, the pen name's not as exciting as I thought. I mean,
well, you know what she wanted it to be at first was PC Case. And I was like, because her maiden name was Case.
Piece of case? Piece of ass?
PC case. It was just like, I don't know what PC meant, but I was like, everybody's going to think a personal computer. Nobody's going to think like.
Well, a lot of authors for women, though, use initials to hide that they're women, like J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
That she should have called. She should have changed the name to J.C. Rowling.
That would have been something.
Yeah, trick some people. The first review says brilliant, just brilliant. Schools should be required to read this together as a class.
Who is that?
That's Grant Slingerland.
I don't know him.
Oh, that's a TSD guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's your father's pen name?
I send him merchandise.
you're buying the – well, Brandman says, this book cured my dyslexia. 10 out of 10. Must buy. So reviews are in. 5 reviews, all 5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm pretty ordering good. Mine right now.
What's the cover price on that? Hard cover, soft cover?
It's a soft cover.
There's a paperback for $21.95, and that is it. That is it's being shipped.
Man, that has got to feel good, though. I mean, because she crafted that for so long. She finally was like, it's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it took a long time.
She went through with this, the publisher, the whoever helps her get, do the set it up and get it looking right, format wise and all that shit. That took a really long time. And she was complaining because they kept sending back, like they would change, like they would put semicolon, every place a comma was, they put a semicolon instead, like that kind of shit. So I heard about that for a while. That was a good 6 months.
Now, is this is there hopes that this isn't like something like a Harry Potter? And
it says book one.
She already is working on the second one. She has a lot done on the second one, actually. Awesome. So,
well, let me ask you: do you think it's possible for her to do a signing at the general store? Mm.
Mary Beth suggested that. She was like, "You should have a Pam day, just like you had a Frank day." But I was like, "I don't know. Like, I don't want to have a Pam day, and then it's like crick crick."
People would come. Think people would come. Yeah, I do. I think
maybe
you have
if it was
to
like
have
a Pam and Q day. No, some people show up.
I'll come if Pam's here. I'll come.
I think you have to have her on TSD to talk about the book and get listeners excited. Just to show up unprompted, like without any. You gotta lubricate the fucking system. You gotta make it exciting.
Yeah,
yeah. Just can't be like show up. You gotta make it a spectacle.
Okay.
Get her in, talk about the book, get her feelings on like with the inspirations, what when she was growing up, what were some of the authors that she liked, really do a real life sit down interview.
We over what was it? Christmas? I think it was Christmas, we went to Darren's house and he asked me to bring the puppet theater along because he wanted to see Joseph Ngo, heir Shane to the Shane, Heir to the Throne part where we – remember in the
puppet theater? Oh, God. Okay. All right.
He wanted to see that.
Yes.
Dude, I was crying.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was so fucking funny.
Oh, Walt had that creepy voice, right?
Oh, like Wolf, right?
Wolf, yeah.
Joseph, no.
Holy fuck, dude. I was crying. Like legit tears. It was so fucking funny. There's some really good stuff on that. I think it's still available, right, if you go to
– I don't think so.
Maybe digital?
Maybe digital. I don't know. It's been a long time. It's those contracts were signed before there was a Patreon and everything. So I'm not sure what I can't remember legally where we stand on that one. I was signed a long time ago.
Right.
What are you saying? We can't put them back into rotation because we would owe money to people?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have any, I don't think we have anything in the contract, original contract that like, were like we would have a Patreon and we would just put it out there for people to watch.
So then they're fucked, just like actors with like DVDs and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Let's fuck them over.
You have to re-record it. Like Quantum Leap, they changed all the copyrighted songs.
Yeah, all the music you got to take out.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe we could just buy them out. Maybe we could just reach out to them and be like, hey, we'll give you $100.
I haven't heard from any of those guys in quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
Puppet Theater is available for digital download on TomSteveDave.com.
Oh, okay.
TomSteveDave.com. If you want to see something, it's not that expensive, right?
$9.99.
That's pretty good. It's fucking funny, man.
Yeah. I got to rewatch it.
And that's not even my favorite skit out of all of them.
Right.
Walt's cable box story is like.
My God, that's right.
There's nothing but gold. Nothing but gold.
Like the puppet answers the door and is like instantly terrified, right? Like, oh, man, we got to get – yeah, I got to watch that again. That's so funny.
Yeah, they're getting – Pam and Edgar, they're getting their bedroom done. They're redoing their bedroom and redoing the bathroom because they're like, at a point now where they want to stay on one level of the house. And the bathroom, I don't know if you remember it being in a state of disrepair, Walt.
The bathroom was right across from where the kitchen was. Like you walk in the front door, kitchen, bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
And Edgar tore it apart in probably circa 1985 because he was going to redo it.
Yeah, it's always been torn apart in my mind, right?
Always been torn apart, yeah.
So it's a longer process than Shane heir to the throne.
Shane heir to the throne, oh yeah. By like 30 years.
So that's finally getting done.
Finally getting done.
Nice.
Yep. And the guy who's doing it used to work with Edgar back in the day, like way back in the day when Edgar had his own company. And
so the boys are back.
The boys are back. And not only that, but like I used to work with this guy too, like because I would work part-time with Edgar. And it's the first time I saw him in 40 years. And if you want to feel old.
Oh, boy.
Don't see somebody for 40 years and you have a picture of them in your mind. Like kind of like Facebook when you go to like school pictures and you're like, whoa, you didn't look like that back in 1986.
You ever seen that Spider-Man meme where Spider-Man is pointing at Spider-Man? Yeah. You know that guy was thinking the same thing when he saw you fucking come up the stairs.
He goes, used to be some skinny kid who listened to the Scorpions. Yeah, I'm not like, can you believe I haven't changed a bit?
Now I'm not so skinny and listen to Blue October.
Oh, that's another thing I got to ask your permission. She has to ask permission. I told her I would take it to the table. Mary Beth wants to go to Dallas to see a Blue October concert.
And she needs my permission to do that? I like this.
I think she needs a round table or rectangular table of men to decide what they would do in this situation. Because I'm not going.
So what's the problem? Send it to Blue October.
Dallas?
Yeah, so what?
Send her by herself?
That's a party city, Q.
Yeah. What are we afraid is going to happen here?
Well, she's going with her brother.
Hey, what are you worried about?
I don't know. It's weird.
You're not worried about her getting kidnapped. You're worried about her.
It's close to the border.
Yeah, but you don't hear. I mean, it's Dallas. You know, it's pretty nice there. Yeah, it wouldn't even occur to me not to.
No? You just say, yeah, go ahead.
What is she going to do?
I don't know, man.
Let's say
she could be dangerous.
Who gives a shit?
Be dangerous for
that. Do you care anymore?
Walt, when you went to Chicago, you saw the kind of happenings that, like, if Walt hadn't been alert,
that
could have gotten him.
What are you talking about? Chicago.
Yeah, remember when you went with the Franks to Chicago when you were walking in?
That was Detroit.
Oh, it was Detroit? Sorry.
The mean streets of Detroit.
The mean streets of Detroit, okay.
Yeah. We almost got mugged.
Yeah?
Yeah, I felt it. Like, my stomach just, like, everything sank, and I was like, oh, my God, we're about to get robbed.
And then nothing happened.
Well, I didn't tell you this.
You might have. You've told me a lot over the years.
But there's, like, four guys.
Yeah.
And they walk past. We are walking the opposite directions, and one of them stops, looks at us, and then looks at his gang, his buddies.
Yeah.
I didn't say gang. Did I say gang out loud?
His posse, right?
And they're looking at each other like, yes, no, like, are we going to do this or not? And I was like, oh, my God, they're going to rob us. I just felt it.
Yeah.
And Frank and my wife were talking, and they didn't notice it, but Mrs. Five and I knew it was like –
inevitable.
It was like it was going to happen, but for whatever reason, they just kind of like were hesitant. There's little to no doubt in my mind that they were sizing it up, like, should we do this or not? Are we going to go here or not?
Yeah.
They were kind of non-verbally making their.
What do you think about you guys swayed the decision either way?
Yeah, because you look like pretty easy pickings.
Yeah,
that's what the gang members heard. They didn't hear talking. They just heard like.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe because I looked right at them.
Yeah.
I mean, I directly looked at one of their eye contact. You weren't afraid. Oh, well, I was afraid. Let's make no bones about it. But I looked and I was like, there was little to no doubt that they knew that I was seeing that they were getting ready. I know you're going to think I'm crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
But they definitely were going to do it.
Right.
And they just didn't have – all four of them weren't on the same page at the right time.
Right.
And then I guess they felt they lost their –
The moment was gone.
The moment was gone, and there was so much. I don't know what happened, but for whatever reason, maybe God just was like, not today.
Not today, right? Yeah. All right.
And Mary Beth wants to go to shoot to Dallas, and how long is she going to be gone?
A couple of days. A
couple of days. Yeah. You're worried?
What's that?
And you're worried?
Not really.
No.
Nah. But although, she would be the first to admit that, like, if trouble came, she would rather be with me than her brother. Her brother's not really like.
Right.
An assertive, aggressive kind of guy, but that's assuming there's trouble.
I want to talk about Mary Beth because your poor old Walt got put in the crossfires by Mary Beth over the last week.
If you think that my good friend Walt wasn't defended and she wasn't given a tongue lashing for that.
What happened?
She commented something on Walt.
She commented on Walt?
On Walt, yeah.
But where?
She said that I have a bizarre relationship with women.
I even asked her, I was like, what do you mean by that? And she was like, I don't know, just like because we're not friends and stuff. I was like, but you see how that could come off, right? you see how that could come off. I couldn't believe my jaw dropped when she told me that. I was like, you did what?
So I want to ask you guys, do you guys believe that too?
I don't think so. I think if the statement was Walt has a bizarre relationship with everybody, I'd be I see what you meant. Yeah.
I don't discriminate.
But to single out women, I don't understand that. I don't even see you talking to women. Maybe that's what she means.
I don't know. But I must have done something that would warrant her to say that.
Yeah. This is how the show ends.
This is it. This is fucking how it ends.
Well, there was a picture. I think somebody had a picture of Yoko on Facebook, like her as Yoko.
Well, she's not going to get people to change their opinion of her by attacking the one people that people like on the show.
Yeah, right? I couldn't believe it.
I thought I was in a PSYOP fucking government experiment because I was like,
how did you find out? Where did she say it?
I saw it online.
On Facebook.
Facebook.
But then deleted the comment.
Okay. After you spoke to her or before?
Somebody's rattling.
Yeah, I think it's Q's hand.
After you spoke to her or before she deleted it?
It was before.
Okay.
Yeah, it was before.
I mean, I'm not overly friendly to anybody. It takes me a while to warm up to anybody.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Neither is she. It's not – that's why I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's not like you're running around being friendly to everybody. You're standoffish. You have anxiety and social anxiety and all that shit. I was just like, why?
This is fascinating.
I couldn't get my head around it.
Yeah, how did it get – I'm sorry. We might not get to you today, but because this is the most fascinating thing. Wait, so what was she commenting on?
I don't know. I can't remember what the original post was because I didn't personally see it.
Okay.
She told me about it.
So she came to you worried that she had said something that you're not going to like?
Not really.
She's just like
– No, she mentioned – she was like, yeah, somebody said something on Facebook and this is what I said. And I was like – I literally go, you said what?
I wasn't upset. I was more like, fuck. Like, do you guys think that too?
I don't think that. I'm more in agreement with Q. It's like you're an individual that has not issues, but like everybody. Everybody falls under the same umbrella. It's not easy to get close to Walt Flanagan.
Yeah.
But when you do –
there's nothing. Awesome. There's nothing more magical.
I would agree with that.
But you got to put the work in.
The key to a secret garden.
And there's no way. And there's no way posting comments on Facebook is going to get you there.
That Bruce Springsteen song, "Secret Garden."
Yeah.
I just changed the word slightly from woman on her to Walt and him, and that's how I feel about your friendship. There's a secret garden, man.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, I don't know. What did she mean? She didn't clarify.
I don't know. She never really clarified what she meant, and I was just like,
regret saying it now?
Oh yeah.
Was she corrected?
She was corrected. Yeah. I was like, what are you basing that on? I was like, never write anything about us.
Yeah.
Like that.
Wow.
I was just more like, wow. I wonder what would have prompted that.
How did you find that, Walt?
I saw it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody emailed a link to it too, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Was it get him?
Was it get him?
Okay.
Well, I have to give a high five to that person because they knew what makes content on it.
They sure do. This is how shows end.
I thought, if you could find out, maybe I'll work on it though.
I'll find out from her. I'll get in no uncertain terms. I'll be like, what did you mean by that?
Well, or what could I do to make it less bizarre then?
Right.
Like, because I don't know.
And I wouldn't say that your interactions with her are bizarre. Were bizarre either.
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either. So we've gone out plenty of times and had a great time. Yeah.
You think it's funny, huh?
I think it's hysterical. I don't know why. I don't know why she would do that. That's surprising.
Me and you both, buddy.
Yeah, but like you know, she didn't mean it in like.
She didn't mean it to be mean. I think like once she realized what it sounded like, that's when she deleted it.
It had to be that. She definitely didn't mean it like for 100%. She didn't mean it to be disruptive or anything like that. Yeah, wondering where she was like coming from. Wow. Yeah,
I'll find out. I'll bring it in.
How exciting. Do me next.
She dies under her alt account.
Oh, wow. Oh, so Walt, so how did you feel? Like, what was the.
I was just like, wow, that came out of nowhere. And I was like, wow, I wonder.
Shots fired.
Is that the common perception of me amongst everybody? Is that I'm this weirdo? That, you know.
I say eccentric.
Eccentric.
Yeah, I would use the word eccentric.
I would say singular. You wouldn't use the word
singular?
Normal?
Singular, yeah.
Normal was not one of the vernacular words.
What is normal anyway?
Yeah.
I think the thing is sometimes when women are around, you become a little prudish. Like you're trying to save their feelings. Like when we've had women in the studio,
you won't curse and stuff.
Or bring up sex stuff. I think that's the strangest thing. But that's
being a gentleman is strange.
But it is strange nowadays. It wasn't strange back in the day, but nowadays it's strange.
That I don't want to talk like a sailor in front of a
– Yeah, so you
– Of a broad.
But you – Yeah, you're not bawdy. Yeah.
Get him. When did you – did you discover this Facebook it was on?
Yeah.
You discovered it before Walt saw it?
I don't know. I was alerted to it by our group chat.
And then what –
It's all over the place. It's spread like wood faster than the Palisades fires.
he has a group chat of all the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, Tom, Rupp, Chuck, Brad.
Yeah. And what was your reaction?
I just shook my head and I was just like, oh, I don't want to go to work today.
You weren't just more like, thank God it's not me.
Oh man, this is exciting!
Yeah.
I'll have.
No, I'm glad to hear though that you guys think that's not the common thought process.
I don't think so, and I don't think she meant it like it came off. Knowing Mary Beth, you know,
I don't believe so. Yeah because she was not happy with herself.
But I still want to hear her explanation. I can't wait.
Yeah, because it feels like it was like she had to be holding on to it though. For like, it felt like unprompted.
Was it not like the rest of the thread? What was it? Do you remember?
I don't even remember.
No.
It was something to do with the Dr. D, though, thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was prompted by that episode, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
She'll remember, so I'll find out. All right. I'll find out. I'll find out what thread it was and get to the bottom of this. I'm going to tell you, when we were driving, I was just like, you said what? Like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I thought she was fucking around with me at first.
This is great because I bet you, like, is your first thought or your third thought, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, like, wait. Was this captioned on the dash cam?
Maybe, yeah.
Whoa, no!
It may be. I'll have to check it out. Good thought, get him. Good thought.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, exciting.
Yeah. All right, now that Gidim said that, I'm going to hand out these. I got some sheets where Tom Milizewski came up with a checklist because we're going to start rating and reviewing Gidim.
Yes. So you and I are in charge of Gidim now.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to do basically performance reviews.
Right.
And that's why Lieutenant D, is that what we're going by?
Everybody's just somebody D.
Yeah.
Lieutenant D.
Yeah, that's good.
Puts the D in TSD.
Yeah, sure.
He responded to I put a call out. It was like, anybody who does this professionally that comes in and reviews workplace environments, both the staff and the management.
Mm-hmm.
And Lieutenant D sent in his credentials, which are impeccable.
Oh, yeah.
Because of who he's in charge of, of a precinct, right?
No, no. But
you run the rat squad?
I want to see his IA file.
No, but lieutenants review sergeants and the cops underneath them too. Yeah. So I've been a supervisor for like 15 years.
What is a beat cop called? What's their title?
Police officer.
But they don't have a official flat foot?
No, just police officer.
Okay. Patrolman?
Are you the
No, patrolman's the old.
Oh, okay.
That's
my dad
terminology.
Was.
Yeah.
So do you enjoy that aspect of the job, having to review, or do you find it can be?
You know, sometimes you have to show tough love to people depending
on. Tough love.
Nobody likes that.
So I've heard that term a lot around here, yeah.
It's the only love I really know.
Still love, though. Still love.
Walt's still
secret,
love.
Walt's Secret Garden. Only one type of love.
So you have done this for a long time, though.
Yeah, like 15 years or
so. All right, and you can help,
hopefully.
I think.
Illuminate.
Get us to a point where, like, well, no one's here to attack anybody. It's more just like get us into a good zone where, everyone's – like, this should be the happiest job on the planet for all of us.
Yes. Yeah, and no – and, like,
there's listeners that would fucking kill for that fucking seat that he's in. Yeah. The curator has told me he's ready to slice his wrists because he can't be the office manager. And he takes many opportunities to be like, Ginnam doesn't know how to upsize an image for you.
Whoa. Ginnam, are you aware that this is happening? You know that this
behind
guy's
closed doors?
No, but no, that's good. I know now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do differently?
Well, next time Curie reaches out to me for something, I'll.
He doesn't need anything from you. Yeah, he told me so.
And I never need anything from Ginnam.
And you have some paperwork. My good. We have so much paperwork here today.
I'll hand these out. This is from Tom.
Do you find that people's motivation to change is dampened a little bit when they know that there are absolutely zero repercussions to anything that they do ever?
Yes.
Okay. That's
definitely
that's not a good carrot to put on the stick.
That definitely has
nothing
to
can happen to you
for
diplomatic immunity.
Am I allowed to have my union rep here?
Not a union job.
You only need 75% of the employees to agree.
Have you ever reviewed Troy? Have you had to give
no,
him a
no, we never worked together.
Oh, no? Yeah.
No.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Since your buddies with
him. Sometimes
but I mean,
you're probably buddies
with a lot of cops, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know.
You ever had to bring the hammer down on a buddy?
No, no, as long
of
as
course not.
Everyone has.
Me neither.
Everyone's got their roles to play, you know, as long as.
Yeah.
I'd like to make it understood with people. If everyone does what they're supposed to do, you know, then I don't have to be a robot and, you know, oh, you came back 10 minutes late from your lunch break or whatever, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of lunch.
Meal periods. That's
speaking of lunch, like, is there a place where – a common place where people eat, officers eat together?
Depending if you have time. On patrol, sometimes the dashboard of your car.
Right. But
sometimes
– let's say at the station. Is there a break room?
Yeah.
And if somebody were to bring in like an ungodly, ghastly dish.
Pork-filled dish.
Other people out there would not appreciate it.
And that officer would be
– ostracized?
Yeah, possibly. Sometimes people cook whole fish in a toaster oven and pulled pork.
And so you have actually had this problem that you're like, you're bringing stinky food into your work. Okay.
How do you handle that?
Not really.
No?
Not officially. Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
It's cultural. It's cultural to eat the fish's eyeballs while you're sitting at your desk and pick your teeth with the bones. Okay.
So the cultures outside the police department are more important than the culture of the police department.
Respecting people's cultures and identities.
Yes.
I thought we were doing away with that.
No. Federally.
Okay.
Federally.
Just federally.
We don't have to follow those rules in this office, though.
No.
Not a federal agency.
Okay. No.
All right. Different rules.
We don't have to respect anybody here. All right. So how do we – what is the – what do you got here? What did you bring us today?
So I have a modified version of a – what's a performance evaluation guide for police officers and detectives that I did – I tried to make it apply more to here.
Oh, wow. You customized it.
Yeah. So there's – on that one, there's 27 points of things that cops get rated on, but I narrowed it down to 13 that more apply.
Oh, wow.
And it's rated on a scale of 1 to 5 from very low to highly competent.
Okay.
So and there's some. Each one has descriptions.
But look. We're talking. Today is the first ever performance review.
Yes.
Anybody getting reviewed today doesn't even know what they're getting judged against.
No, yet. It's all common.
Sure, but like you'd
think.
But we would say this is like a baseline one, and the next one would really be we got to see what we're working with here.
Could be. Yeah. A fair
and then give instruction for improvement.
Yeah.
Okay. All
that's right, I have suggestions for improvement.
Nice.
Now the management can also be critiqued, I feel.
Well, there's a supervisor's what makes a professional supervisor bulletin I have here.
Okay.
About for frontline supervisors. That's
I'm worried. I'll just tell you right now, I'm worried about it. I think I might not have a professional I might fall short of professional at times.
I don't see how.
I get him. Could tell you.
There's also there's a section for common supervisors.
I'm sorry.
There's a section for common supervisor rating mistakes. I don't know if you want me to read that before the ratings, or you want to hear it after.
Let's hear
to
it
see
after.
Any of those might apply.
Let's not expose the landmines. Walking into them.
Yeah, some might apply.
All right. So what do we got to do here?
I'll go over the categories, and then I guess everybody decides, is it on a scale of 1 to 5? So 5 is extremely competent, 4 is highly competent, 3 competent, 2 low, and 1 is very low. So extremely competent is basically like the performance exhibited is exceptional, rarely equaled, work is consistently excellent as to quality, thoroughness, accuracy, technical expertise, basically outstanding. Then 4 is, exceeds expectations, but maybe needs a little bit of guidance here and there. Competent is like, you get by, it's beyond the minimum requirements, and work is performed in a steady manner, but sometimes you need guidance.
You're shaking your head at beyond minimum.
Low
you're shaking your head at beyond minimum.
I was thinking of striking the first two right out of the gate.
Yeah, 3, well, 3 is a meeting expectations. So low is the performance is marginal. There's limited ability to perform the appropriate skills for a given responsibility. The ratee frequently disregards performing responsibilities or adherence to standards, occasionally exercises sound judgment, is generally willing to do the job, but only with instructions and directions.
Oh, boy.
Performance is not sufficient to the degree of being below expectations. And now very low. That was just 2. Very low, which is a 1. The performance exhibited is poor. There's almost a complete lack of skill in being able to perform basic responsibilities, consistently disregards responsibilities or adherence to standards, does not exercise sound judgment, is unwilling to work, shows no desire to work, learns slowly, requires repeated instructions with extensive directions, and performance is consistently unacceptable.
Wow, you know that all already. That wasn't your rating. I'm sorry. I thought we skipped.
So, now, have you ever had to give somebody a 1 while reviewing them? Because that seems like
fireworks. No. Like, right? A 5 is like usually like a captain or above has to give someone a 5. Like that's like the highest you could get.
Would you use like a TV cop as your as your guide, like Columbo, 5?
Maybe Frank Drebin.
Well, that'd be 1, right?
Well, solve the case.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
Save the queen.
That's right.
All right. But like, nobody really gets a 5? There's no super people, cops?
No, people do. Well, sometimes it's favoritism. Sometimes but some people do, are exceptional and go above and beyond regardless of, what's going on,
Mm-hmm, okay.
But then people get disgruntled and a lot of people fall somewhere.
Kidham's got money.
Well, good thing the first category is ethics / integrity.
Oh, right. It's not what a bribe isn't good, buddy.
Yeah, a lot of people fall somewhere in between. Nose. They want to come in, do what they're supposed to do, and then go home. But
what if they never leave?
That is their home.
That's happened. People going through divorces, living in like a U-Haul van outside of the precinct, running extension cord,
But like, are there guys that just like they'll spend as much time as possible at the job because don't feel like going home.
There's definitely
we're dealing with that.
We guys in the firehouse like that too. Like, I don't want to go home. My family's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's the way I feel. My wife talking about my friend.
And she thinks she can go to Dallas?
Oh, yeah. You should be like, yeah, we took a vote at the table. You can't go to Dallas.
Can't go because Walt said about what?
Is that bizarre enough for you?
All right. So the first category is ethics / integrity. So ability to adhere to TESD Town Studios policies and guidelines. A sense of principle regarding conduct, a sense of moral obligation, a sense of duty, strict personal honesty, noble, praiseworthy, and trustworthy. So examples that they use before you get to the rating section is they maintains confidentiality of sensitive matters, adheres to all guidelines regarding rules and regulations, reports instances of corruption, never extends meal period, nor comes in late or leaves early.
Wow. Okay, so what do we do? One by one?
So I'll read it, extremely competent to very low.
And are we all answering these? This is an assessment of us all, or is this?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I want
everybody's
input. For everybody?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
So extremely competent, which is a 5, always on time and punctual, always actively supports TESD Town Studios policy, deportment and performance always reflect a high level of integrity.
All right, so we're breaking them down one by one.
I'll read the 5 and then decide 1 to 5.
Okay.
Where he lands. Willing to risk unpopularity by adhering to principles, always consulted on sensitive matters, always maintains strict confidentiality, and always adheres to TESD Town Studios directives. Then a 3, which is in the middle, supports policies and guidelines, not a disciplinary problem, represents TESD Town favorably, no evidence of breaches of integrity. Very low, fails to maintain confidentiality of sensitive matters, regularly breaches integrity, and regularly violates guidelines, constant disciplinary problem.
See, the trouble is, like, these are all, like, good questions for Walt. Because, like, we don't really get him on day-to-day and haven't for years.
Well, I don't want to be the guy that piles on, though, either. Though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to be the guy that,
tell,
like,
the reality, and we'll
– Well, what are your thoughts on these things?
Well, all right, let's go one by one. What was the first thing there?
Extremely competent.
No. The things what we're rating them on.
Oh, ethics and integrity.
Okay. And then, what's the breakdown on that? Like you said, keep secrets.
Yeah, confident. Yeah, never extends meal period, comes in late.
Okay, so yeah, give them this one by one. Give us those one by one.
All right. Maintains confidentiality of sensitive matters.
I don't see him if not there's any doing that.
Were you the one that told on Mary Beth? He was, wasn't he?
He was.
Were you? He was not. All right. Do I have to swear an oath to, or like, do I have to?
Is there a Bible?
Is there a Bible? Do we have a Bible here?
In my cheap town Bible.
Well, just grab the War of the Undead. I'll swear in it.
Yeah. That's the town Bible.
No, it was not him that alerted me to that. But what am I – what is it? Is he an integrity?
And does, 1 to 5.
Does he keep secrets? Is that really – one of the things
confidentiality
that cops have to do?
If it's
– like Tom Steve Dave type stuff. Yeah.
If it's something sensitive, you're not – you can't go talking about victims of
crime. I think he's pretty good at that.
Yeah, I agree. I trust him.
I think he's pretty good at that. I think it's almost too low – he does it so well that it's a detriment, though, sometimes to the office.
In
though.
The 5, it says willing to risk unpopularity by adhering to principles.
Oh, he will do that too. He will. He is okay with that. He's willing to. He's so unpopular as it is. What difference?
Yeah. What's he gonna do?
What's he got to lose?
I
might as well be ethical.
Yeah. He sticks to his guns when he feels that he's got something to believe in. Yeah.
And if I told him something, tell him Steve Dave related, I feel like I could count on him not to tell anybody that, like, he shouldn't tell.
Yeah, which is good to learn, like, right away. Like, get him has that trust.
Yeah.
Usually when you do an evaluation, you want to give that's like one, you want to give people a 5. You don't want to say 1, that they're corruptible and talk about, crime victims and everything else, you know.
Right.
Active cases.
As far as I know, that could be
– I don't think you could have a
very
steal.
High grade.
Yeah,
that
I don't think
could be a high
ever.
Number.
Yeah.
I agree.
Should say 5? 4 or 5?
Oh, you guys –
yeah, I would say 5. I have not a single concern about Ginnam's loyalty and honesty.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll put my number as a 5 as well.
5's across the board.
Yeah.
So the second one is comprehension skills. Ability to understand language written or spoken involves the understanding of words as well as patterns of words. So it's more than simply vocabulary.
He doesn't understand sarcasm.
Yeah. Okay. He's all right. So then that, I'll read the
yeah.
card.
Right. Yeah.
So examples are when one reads a paragraph and understands what the writer intended the reader to know. Similarly, one might hear the oral description of an event and have good verbal comprehension skills and probably understand what happened. This ability is used when one reads written narrative material, listens to descriptions of events, places, or people, or follows written instructions or work orders.
He rarely gets a written instruction, yeah. though. Oh. Well, I guess your text could be a written instruction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's that last one about written instructions?
Yeah, follows written instructions or work orders. So like extremely competent would be follows written instructions explicitly with no need for clarification or explanation. Always understands and correctly complies with spoken orders in the first instance. And three would be some clarification occasionally necessary. Confusion is limited to very low.
Confusion is not limited. Confusion is not limited. It's just being honest.
Very low is constantly needs clarification of written instructions. Fails to comply with written or spoken orders without follow-up and explanation.
Hold on one second. I just want to go look at the costume room one second.
If I thought it applied.
I think something collapsed on cue back there.
Yeah. He's not going to make it back.
Structurally sound.
A pile of shit just fucking.
Uh-oh. I'm a little torn here because like anytime I've asked him to do something, he doesn't. Like the other day he helped me with a package I had to get out. I was in a bind. My man took care of it for me. However, we did tell him to get that fucking room in some sort of order, and it's a disaster in there. So where does that land? Like where does that land on you?
Might be somewhere in the middle. It'd be closer to a three where some, you know, complies with written or spoken orders with minimum explanation, you know, some clarification occasionally necessary.
I don't even know if it's that because he knows what to do.
Well, that's comprehension. Like, right. He read something online or something and take it out of context too. That
He's a smart guy. He's 148, so that's true. He knows.
But yeah, I mean, get him. I'm pulling for you here. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to dogpile on top of you. But what is up with the costume room looking like that?
It is a constant movement of things because some film people keep their stuff here. So when they go to film, it stuff's got to come out. And then it's got to go and things got to get moved to get that stuff out. And then it's got to get put back.
So there's not enough room. To develop a system where that doesn't take place,
I think there. I know where everything is. We've taken
a long break though on filming, though.
Well, we just had the filming the other day. That's why there was a lot of stuff that had to get moved.
So it was clean before that.
It wasn't clean, but
it was in order before that.
It is in an order. I know where everything is. Okay, when you're doving your review and you hear people stammering like this, usually you'd go over the whole thing after.
Would you be willing to agree that that's not the order that you expect it to be?
Yes, I would say my.
Order I expect it to be in. It's not what I wanted it to be.
Yeah, exactly what I expect.
I understand, yeah.
There's another category for problem, like recognition, too. That's coming up. You recognize if there's a problem with something.
See, I think
comprehension.
But I will say, if you ask for something, do I not usually get it within 2 or 3 minutes?
Something from that back room?
Yeah.
Yeah, you will find it, but
– I know where almost everything is there.
Yeah.
It's in a state, though, that you know that nobody wants it in, though. And you have more than ample time to do it, though. This past weekend, I haven't been here in 4 days. So what did you do in those 4 days? What did you do? What did you do here, though?
Well, I had 2 days, almost 2 days.
Okay. So I had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay. Monday and Tuesday, were you here? Not here Monday?
I got here late.
Okay.
Because I went to visit my aunt.
All right. But so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I wasn't here. Brian Q weren't here. So what did you do those days? What are you doing, spending your time doing? It's okay to say nothing. It's okay. Just be honest. We already know. It's nothing.
You're
watching TV. You're on your computer. But so there's no real excuse why that room can't be put into the order that Q wants it in. That just would be.
I don't even want it put in like it would be really arrogant out of line for me to be like, this is how I want it done. If I'm not the guy going in there and doing it. All I'm saying is, like, however it's done, it should be neat.
That's all.
I don't care about the system at all. Like, right. Whatever system you think is best, you're empowered to. But, like, you want, it's like an avalanche has occurred. There's just, like, slopes of stuff that lead to the small path that you walk through the room.
Well, this is, but this is the pattern of somebody who hoards.
Yes, this is a
hoarder. I mean, it's just being honest.
Right.
Yeah, like when you see that show Hoarders or you see a hoarder, their shit's never neat. It's never like organized.
And that's what you've got to fight against. And I can't do it. I can't fight the fight anymore. I can't fuck a butt heads about it anymore. It's just – it's draining me. And I – that's why I can't be the guy that's like riding you like a fucking Bronco.
Like I rarely go back there, but is there – like you would know, is there a bunch of shit that should not be – like, is it get him's personal stuff?
I don't even know. I don't even care. Look, I sympathize with a guy who doesn't have a place for his shit. But you, if you don't have a place for your shit, you can't turn this place into the Collier's mansion of Hazlitt.
Nice usage.
You just can't. You've got to be – you've got to fight against it. And you're prone to that, I think. So you've got to fight against that beast – that lives inside you that's like, fuck it, I'll throw it here.
Yeah.
That to me is the answer.
Yeah.
But it's hard though. I mean, because he's
– But it's not that hard though.
It is hard for him though, I think.
Yeah, I know. But look, and I'm a Get Him fan. I can't bash the guy. You know, I always feel so bad. But like that is a choice. That is a choice to leave that room like that.
But if you ever watch those shows, those people are
– So then we're saying he's mentally ill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying it in a bad way. It doesn't mean it's like having gout. It's just like, you know, it's just what he's prone to.
It's his nature. Not even second nature. Yeah, it's
just
his nature.
It's just something that he has to be cognizant of.
But would you agree with that, Kim? Do you hear that assessment of you from Walt? Do you feel that that's the way
inaccurate?
It is?
No.
Like, do you – and so what's something that – what's like one thing that you think you can do to kind of make sure you don't slide into that pattern of a like – just – it's just got to be – you got to be on top of it though. That's all.
Do you feel the office isn't big enough? And that's why things are kind of spewing all over the place?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, so there is enough room for everything to be in a semi. Well, let me start from the beginning. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Yes, yes.
You see it, like you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So
comprehension.
So right. So it's like so it's a solvable. I mean, look, he's in a rough spot because half the shit we say on the show is for fucking laughs and jokes. So the guy doesn't know whether I'm fucking serious or not. You know what I mean?
And not just me; it's the listeners as well.
Yeah, like I understand that. Like, so I understand what you're saying, but it's like if there's one thing,
yeah, the listener comprehension is getting a bit concerning. They really thought that I was serious when I was teasing Tom about taking time off for work for his testicle. Steel?
Really?
And I was like, serious?
And they were like, oh, Walt, yeah. Walt's a piece of shit. He was proud to say he left his wife alone after she gave birth. And I'm like,
I believe,
fuck. Like, do I have to now, like, after every time I say something, be like, that was a joke.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
And I believe they said you left your wife and newborn child to go work for a multi-million dollar corporation.
When I was running it, was.
Yes.
That may not be the case anymore. Yeah. That was a joke.
And that's on.
That was a joke, people.
And that's on Facebook or Reddit? Reddit?
Reddit.
Why you got to stay away from that. But you can't. They don't get it.
But there are a segment of the listeners who don't understand jokes, though, it feels like.
But we're a show that has said – we don't know what we're talking about. Everything we say is kind of a goof. And then they're still getting upset. So they need that at the start of every episode. A warning.
Yeah.
Like a Practical Joker. Like, warning.
Yes.
This episode is made by people who are talking shit, who have absolutely no sense
of
reality.
Who are friends.
Who are just trying to make each other laugh.
And busted each other's balls. And there is some semblance of truth to it. But for the most part, it's all a joke.
So fucking relax.
Yeah.
All right. So we can put
enjoy
that
in- it. Yeah. Embrace it.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. And if you are a guy that's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking go leave my wife in the hospital to work for a multi-million dollar. Like, why isn't that funny? Like, laugh at that. Like
I was laughing so hard as I was saying it. I was like, how could anybody misconstrue that was an obvious over-the-top joke?
It's willful. They have to choose to do that.
There was more than one. There was more than one that were like, he's a piece of shit. It's a rare L for him for fucking to leave his wife's side and not
two
care for her.
2 decades ago.
And I'm just like – I just scratched my head because I'm like, wow. Has it come to the point now where I have to every time I say something follow it up with like, that was a joke? Yeah, I don't want to, but if I have to, I guess I will.
There are people that like, they will say, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, your kids are like perfect.
Nobody's yeah. perfect. Well, nobody's like, perfect.
Yeah. Well, they're great kids.
Yeah. They're great kids.
They're great kids.
But yes, but it's not because I stayed home
for six weeks
after they were born. But I also – like it's crazy that they thought it was yeah.
Like we're allowed –
true.
We're allowed – Walt's allowed to goof on – our friend taking 6 weeks off to watch a baby. Like, why aren't we allowed to goof on that?
Initially, I was talking about, like, you don't need 6 weeks to fucking care for your nutsack. You don't. That shit, well, you could have went to work the next day and you know it.
You're sitting there watching TV with ice on his balls.
Yeah. Did it at work.
Now, are you joking or is that a joke or are you being serious right now?
Oh, that was a joke.
All right, good.
Because, you know, there's people who get mad that like, I'm shaming him, they said.
Like, don't you – people – who the fuck listens to the show and doesn't understand?
And doesn't want to hear him shame.
We scramble to take positions that we don't believe in just to fucking bust each other's balls. Like, how do they not understand it at this point?
And
like,
been a while.
Even if somebody's like, well, then you could just say anything. That's an excuse to say anything.
Yeah.
Yes! That would be correct. Yes, that would be correct. It's fucking wild, a rare L. Who fucking wrote that? You know what? I don't want to know. This is why I don't even want to talk about Reddit. It's the worst fucking place on the planet, except for that train one, which I did swing by and look at, but I'm not ready to comment yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm getting there.
I put the rules down, you know, only civil comments, and I will delete.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, it's coming. It's coming within the next 2 weeks. My first train post. I'm very excited. But yeah, Reddit's very rough, man. I think you're better off staying. Can we just shut it down? Can we shut all of Reddit down? Isn't there a giant switch we could throw?
It's an EMP that just directed to our TSD cares. Like the rest of Reddit can be is fine, but just that one.
Yeah, I caught shit for not knowing the ins and outs of TikTok last week.
Like,
there's such a lack of knowledge because I didn't know exactly why they were trying to ban it. It's like – and Trump tried to ban it in 2020, and it's like, well, that may be, but he – wasn't he responsible for bringing it back? That's all he said.
So you don't know the ins and outs of TikTok and that upset?
Yeah, like I
listening?
Guess the reason the real – yes. Oh, very upset. The real reason is that if they have your they can implant something in your phone.
Okay.
To pull out your extract
China
your other information. Right. That's the fear, I guess. Right. Not that they have your like your credit card information and that kind of shit or your address or whatever.
I don't even know why. I was happy it was going away. What's this?
Oh boy.
This is a Reddit board?
That's the
love Walt with all my heart, but piss me. But Tom taking time pissed me off. I know he's playing devil's advocate, but then why are you even considering why if you know he's playing
why post
devil,
it?
Why post it? Right. You have the answer right there. But who in their right mind grinds for a company who makes millions of dollars? But like you know the start of your sentence is the answer. He's fucking busting on Tom. Indeed, a rare elf. Walt's conception of masculinity is antiquated and brain dead. Oh, buddy, why are you writing stuff like this online? Why is your concept of masculinity antiquated?
Like, why can't I equate toughness and that roll your sleeves up and get to work and get the job done as masculine, I think. And I don't think there's – I think and some people just don't identify that as being masculine though.
But so their take on it is correct. Your take is wrong.
Well,
yeah.
I think anybody who wants to put their opinion online is firmly believes their take is correct or else they're not going to post it.
So
they post it without thinking about it because like you said, it's like – Walt's like, I know he's playing devil's advocate. It's like – right there, you don't need to post any more of that. So yeah, well, it's not an L.
I wasn't truly like shaming him for taking time off. I don't even know why it even came up. I just was bored in the moment. His stories were lame. So I was like,
it's a ridiculous shit. Yeah,
so I just came up with, like, I was like, my mind was wandering, and he constantly talks about his vasectomy. So I was like,
oh. All right. Well, this guy brings up a good point, though, Walt. This guy says, in what I'm assuming is a serious tone, paternity leave isn't, quote unquote, sitting at home for 6 weeks. It's work, dude. Like, all day work. You get maybe a few hours a day to relax, and the rest you're cooking meals, doing laundry, sanitizing. Sanitizing bottles of bumps.
Doesn't sound like any kind of man to me.
Changing diapers. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this is some definition of masculinity. Changing diapers, shopping, cleaning, sleeping in shifts, doing dishes. If you're a good father and a husband, at least. So I guess what this guy is saying, the serious person, is saying that's what we should have sat here on Tell Him Steve Dave and said. That should have been the take that you gave Tom. That would have been content that everybody would have fucking loved to hear. You hand-jobbing Tom about cleaning breast bumps.
Or just
what
realize,
a great episode.
Or just realize oh that there God. Was no truth to that fucking ridiculous rant that I went on that he was a pussy for staying home.
You chided him for taking your taxpayer money. Yes. Yeah.
Which I know is not how it works.
How do you not know it's a joke?
Cody's like bold don't understand how the tax system works.
it's lunacy at times. Well, but all right. Well, I'm sorry. We're going off track here.
Yeah. Get us a horse.
Don't go on Reddit anymore, man.
I definitely don't plan to check after this.
Just don't. They're not going to. Anything you do, they're not going to like.
I browsed, but not new.
Don't.
Yeah. So comprehension. He knows what's going on. He understands.
Yeah.
Whether he acts on it is something different.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Is there a party that's like Quinn's only here once a week? Like, who gives a fuck what he thinks? Like, it's my office. Like, he has no say.
He's not saying no.
It's fine. No, it's, dude, you already know that you have no repercussions for anything you do and say, so you might as well just shoot straight.
I think it's something of I'll get to it, and then that just – something else comes up. Something else comes up. I do have an inability to inability to prioritize sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like in my head, this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing. This is the most important thing.
But you're not claiming that all those things on that list are work, right? Like, if you're here on your computer playing a video game or whatever.
If you're playing Gem Quest, I can't
No,
be
no, 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 no.
I will say, I don't want to pile on.
Don't pile on.
You know what it is? Like, I'm sure you've fallen down the hole where you just get lost.
Sure.
And then, you know, you're looking like, oh, crap, what time is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also am getting paid to do a job, you know. I do the job.
Yeah.
You don't forget to make an impractical joke.
No, I got fucking zero impractical jokes, miss, in all these years. It's a little hard. This is a bad timing on this episode because he just helped me out of a jam the other day.
With that box?
Yeah.
How much of a jam is that?
I would have had to drive all the way here and then get it out. And it's a little bit of a jam.
Yeah. What you asked him to do.
Yeah.
You found that like impactful to your life. A fucking box?
Well, it saved me an hour drive round trip. I mean, you know.
I thought the guy was coming here to get the box.
No, but then I sold it to someone else.
And then he had to drive it?
He took it to FedEx for me. The guy was going to pick it up here. That guy didn't come
through. FedEx over by Staples? That's around the fucking block?
No, well, I had to go to Walgreens.
Okay, around the block.
Yeah, I'm trying here, man.
Well, I took all the identifying information off the box.
Yeah, I left a label with my home address on it.
I retaped the box.
This changes everything. Holy shit, you didn't tell me he took a label off the box.
Look, I'm not claiming this.
I know.
I'm just riding on his claim.
I know, I mean.
Well, this is hard when a guy does one thing for you, right? You don't want to start bringing the hammer down on him like right after that, you know?
Right. You were able to take a box for him, really, because I can't even I can't even ask you to take boxes for me because you can't fit a fucking straw in your car. So I wind up having to fucking load shit in and out of the storage unit. I wind up having to move everything because you're fucking walking around like you got no feet because you're fucking gout ridden. So I wind up having to fucking do all the groundwork.
Yeah. It's rough.
But I didn't know that you fucking took a heat gun and took the fucking label off Q's box. Can I make everything a five right now? Yeah, sure. Thank you. Well,
recency error is a supervisor common mistake. That you judge do their full evaluation based on a recent action that might have been good. Right. And you forget what happened previously.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I'm falling victim right now.
Recency error.
To my own. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. When you're right, you're right. You're right.
Hey, look, we all don't.
Yeah.
I'm more guilty than both of you of taking him and making him work for my own own benefit.
Yeah.
I'll just say that flat out right now.
Sure.
If I got to deal with this shit.
There's got to be an upside.
There's got to be a fucking fringe benefits for me. Really? I don't feel guilty about that.
No, of course. You're right. Wow. All right.
So for comprehension, I'd say a 4, 5.
Well, yeah, I guess he understands.
He understands.
He understands, so. Yeah.
So the next is communication skills. Ability to express information or ideas to other people in writing or speech. Ability to use words appropriately as well as to construct these words or phrases together to meaningful sentences and paragraphs. So
can we just give me a one?
TESD Town Studios employees must frequently communicate with other people such as shop owners, community groups such as on Reddit or X, other town members, supervisors, etc. In order to do this effectively, the employee must have a good vocabulary, knowledge of distinctions among words, and knowledge of grammar and the way words are ordered. So a 5 is when speaking or answering questions, his or her ability to communicate is exceptional in what he or she says and commands the attention of all listeners. I didn't actually write that. That was actually already in there.
I can't give him a 5.
Speaks with forcefulness and clarity and has near perfect enunciation. Statements are concise and deal directly with subject matter under discussion.
Is this still 5? Is this 4?
Part of the 5.
Okay, we can get skip 5. Okay, yeah. We're wasting time.
Right. Seriously, but I don't want
it. So 3 is able to explain his or her ideas with a little confusion, some clarification occasionally.
No.
Clarification.
So what's 2 have? What's 2 say?
2, they don't have one. It just goes to low. Attempt to communicate always results in confusion and misunderstanding.
2.
That's a 1.
I'm not even fooling around.
Continually brings up irrelevant 2. Issues.
2.
Is unclear.
Yes.
Oh,
the topic of discussion
issues,
becomes obscure. Enunciation is very poor, and language usage is almost always improper, frequently misunderstood. In written exercises, spelling, language, uses of grammar, frequently incorrect or misleading. Includes unnecessary and contradictory information.
What time you got to go?
Well, the flight lands at 3.
Oh, I thought you had to leave here at 3.
No, the flight lands at 3.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Right. Okay, great. All right, yeah, we got a little bit more time.
Right. So communication, you said a 2?
Yeah, no, we're not, no one.
One is like babbling.
Yeah, he's mute, deaf, and blind. Yeah.
All right, so you want
just flopping around on the floor like a fish.
Anime, Bote, send out cute box today. Got your water, Tay.
The next problem, like recognition. Ability to recognize or identify the existence of a problem doesn't necessarily include the ability to solve it, but the ability to identify that a problem exists. So
I think that I don't know that he sees things as problems.
Well, if we're going to go off the example of the costume room.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
But he doesn't see,
as a problem.
Right.
No, it's fine.
So a 5 would be firm grasp of a problem's key dimensions, readily recognizes existence of a problem without prompting or additional clarification, always understands a problem in a situation. And then when you go down to a 3, it's like sometimes understands 1 is fails to recognize existence of a problem even when given specific information, requires clarification on of all or most issues relating to the problem, cannot even identify elements of the problem.
I think that's too harsh.
That's very harsh, but also I see shades of truth in it though. That's a 2?
That's a 1. That's like the worst.
Can we give him a 2.5?
Yeah.
Is there a 0.5 in there?
Yeah, it could be.
All right. Let's give him a 2.5.
All right.
No? You thought
higher? I think we've had problems with like Patreon stuff that I've
helped. Yeah, you have. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
That like sometimes even avert a large.
Right. But then there's other times though where you make problems for yourself just by not just to, like saying, what do you need? Okay, I'm on it. You know, that instead of arguing that, like, I don't know how to measure.
So, let's give him a 3. Let's bump him up to 3.
3? Right? Okay. Give him an extra 0.5?
Yeah.
All right.
Has he stood up for himself?
Okay. Memorization is another one that's kind of self-explanatory.
I think he's got a good memory.
Retain information.
Yeah, I think he's got a good memory. You know,
quickly learns and retains all information and stuff like
4.
That. Judgment. Recognizes intuitively or by other methods significant factors and comes to a sound practical decision. Ability to correctly arrive at a proper solution, whether by intuition, reason, or deduction, does not resort to sheer luck or chance. Ability to correctly manage time.
It's luck and chance. Yeah. I mean, look at his health.
His whole life is luck and chance.
Yeah. It is absolutely he resorts to luck and chance.
Yep. So a 5 is always manages time efficiently.
No.
Obtains all necessary information required to make decisions. You know, it always demonstrates
that's
ability.
4?
That's a 5. That's like the
best. No, we're not. Yeah, no.
Yeah, 3 in the middle, able to reach good conclusions based on information available.
Yeah.
Conclusions can be practical and sound. Recognizes need for more information.
Yeah.
Time management is usually appropriate.
Good. I think a 3 is fair.
1 is unable to manage time and
– Well, he just said he's unable to manage time.
Yeah, it might be down to a 2.5.
I mean, he just admitted that he has a hard time managing time.
So. I think it's prioritizing.
Prioritizing.
Yeah. Well, how's that different from what he meant?
That's
kind of what he's saying.
Semantics, you're saying?
You know, draws conclusions that are based on little or no information available. That's also part of the
one. Reddit thinks so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I don't know, man. I think you got to go a little lower than normal on this one.
All right. Hey, I'm deferring to you. You're in charge.
I would go. What did you say? 3? I'd give him a 2. You don't want to drag the guy with a 1, but.
All right.
Innovativeness, you know, generates improvements. Considers unusual and alternative approaches given a problem.
Well, you know what? I always will say that when he was working at the stash, he came up with this rubber band that he put on the shirt rack. So when people walk by the hangers, when they brush the hanger wouldn't fall off because he put a rubber band over
it.
He stretched a rubber band over it. And I've never been more impressed.
Yeah.
Before or since. Solution. So let's give it to him.
So yeah,
5.
Yeah.
Wait, well, hold on.
Well, if you take like things like $6 Million Man Patreon,
sure,
into
yeah.
like
that's
innovative,
a good point.
Man.
Yeah.
Like he did a great job on that.
Okay. The fireworks and the Roman candles.
That was all him. That looked great.
Yeah.
Oof.
So considers unusual alternative approaches to a problem.
Yes, the rubber band was
sees
very
better
unusual.
Ways of. Sorry. Sees better ways of solving than which currently exist. Uh-huh. Ability to improvise solutions in situations where standard procedures may not apply.
Hey, you know what? He does sometimes like go undercover to get the heating in here like worked out. He'll figure out tools to work on that.
Extremely resourceful?
I would call that resourceful. I would.
Extremely though? Resourceful? Yeah. I'm okay with. I can live with resourceful. Extremely.
I'm out of here. Occasionally resourceful.
Yeah, there we
so
go.
Somewhere
that's
maybe
good.
A 4.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This isn't going as bad for you as I thought it was.
I've seen worse. That's kind of the same. Drive and initiative. Ability to initiate work without specific direction or supervision.
Mm. Very poor.
Yeah. That's
ability to carry tedious work through to a conclusion without prompting.
There is so much tedious work that he just gets up from the table and I'm like, what is going on? What are you doing?
Ability
you
to
get this fucking cut today. Like, why are you wandering off?
Ability to begin or follow through with a plan or task. So an example would be welcomes a difficult problem as a challenge, initiate tasks without being directed or prompted.
No.
So a 5 part of it would be always works on problems with little or no supervision.
No.
So this is something like when you're rating a police officer or sergeant, this is like you want to have that. Like doesn't need to be.
Well, thank God he's not a sergeant. He's an office coach.
Oh yeah, I forgot to write rank. There's a section for rank on here.
Let's always keep that in mind. He's not even an office manager. He's a coach.
Wasn't that an upgrade?
I did the upgraded manager.
So 5
I knocked you down.
Sorry, always works with little to no supervision. Takes a personal interest in his work. Always makes every effort to meet deadlines. Relentless in his or her pursuit.
Relentless is not in his.
So 3 sometimes requires direction or prompting. Usually checks with others to ask for assistance in a problem. Usually meets deadlines. 1 is needs constant supervision. Sits around, and this is wording. I didn't make this up. sits around idly unless specifically directed to work, always takes shortcuts, tries to pass off his or her work to others.
Well, there's no one else to pass it on to but me. I don't know, Q.
Well, a lot of that low one sounded right. And I, but it didn't all sound right.
There was a lot in there, though, that hit that ticked all the boxes. So,
two?
Yeah.
I did once try to get Sox to do a job for me.
I think she did it better, too.
So the next is interpersonal skills, ability to get along with peers, supervisors, and the community. Ability to deal with others professionally, regardless of social standing, ethnic background, culture, or religion. Assertive when necessary to accomplish goals by displaying leadership. So a five would be, you know, always develops an excellent rapport with the other TSD town members, peers, supervisors.
Yeah, I think he does too.
Mm-hmm. You know, handles extremely sensitive problems without raising undue antagonism or creating hostility in the community.
I don't know about that one.
Extremely tactful in situations where potential for conflict exists. Extremely diplomatic, outgoing, and personable. A true leader is a five.
No.
Three is develops a rapport with others, able to handle sensitive situations with a degree of care and empathy toward the feeling of others. Displays tact and concern. When required, can assume leadership. A one is abrasive, abusive, inconsiderate, or tactless.
No, he's not a one.
Shows little concern for the feelings of others, displays bias or prejudice against others due to race, color, creed, culture, gender, or sexual preference.
All right,
Damn Dutch.
Annoys, alarms, or unduly intimidates. Never displays leadership.
I can't give him a one.
Can't give him a one.
Yeah.
You think that's fair, too?
I don't think – I think
you're personal.
I was going to say three because he does any ants that interact with him, I think, are happy with the
– I don't know. Sometimes people have come in and so excited to see him and he's just kind of like – he's very distant.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the get him experience though?
Not if you drive far to get here.
Yeah, not if you've traveled far distance to come and you got a fucking – hey, I was on the fucking front lines too for fucking 10 years. Yeah. And I had to fucking shuck and dance whenever somebody was like, oh my God, comic book man, dance for me.
Scorpions.
Ah, you just stepped out the door. You just missed him. I hated that fucking joke.
All right.
I think a 2.5?
I said 3. You want to do 2.5?
Oh, no. 2. You said 3. I'm going to defer to you.
I think I get along with the people in the plaza.
Yeah, you do.
Didn't he fuck the yarn lady?
No, don't say that too loud. I think you heard that one time.
Really?
His balls ain't as thick as you think. Oh.
She heard?
She made a comment to my wife that leads me to believe she may have heard you.
Me?
Yeah, you're the only one that's made that joke.
Yeah,
really? You're the one that keeps saying it over and over again, too.
Is it a joke that Gideon finds love with the yarn lady? Like,
yeah, kinda. It's absolute lunacy. And
she doesn't know that we're just kidding on this fucking show?
She's on Reddit.
She needs a disclaimer.
Yeah, I got to make a disclaimer every time I make
a
joke.
I'm not kidding around. She made a comment that made me – and I was like, she said what?
What did she say?
And I was so like stressed out. I was like, oh my God, she must have heard Q say that.
What was the comment
she made? You, that Gideon had her on the podcast table and he was banging her brains out.
No, he's saying what did she say to your wife?
She was like, oh yeah, they think they're real funny over there.
Well, we do.
I know they and they made a joke about me one time. And my wife was like, oh, they make jokes about everybody. Yeah. It's not like this. And my wife was like, what'd you say? What'd you say? I don't want to tell her what you said. Because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah,
yes. Of course.
I was like, I don't know. Q said something stupid. I said, I don't remember what it was. Well, what was it? I was like, I don't remember.
Something bizarre.
Well, I'd like to formally apologize to the young lady then.
I don't know what she heard.
Maybe she listens every week. I want to apologize to her. I'm sorry if I upset
you. It was
a joke. It was a joke, but you know, it was a joke about a specific person. And if that person didn't find it funny, well, then I apologize.
So that
was a joke. Yep. The apology was a joke.
I need a disclaimer. Yeah. The last one's professional image / physical fitness.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, come on.
Is there a zero?
You're gonna weigh yourself in on that one?
So employee must maintain smart and professional appearance.
It is a tight copper sleeve. on that fucking elbow.
But again, no, he's not a police officer. No, so no, he no, doesn't have to. Yeah, this isn't as important to our situation. Like, you know, if he got to 600 pounds and he could still do what he's doing, it wouldn't matter to me. You know?
Yeah, I didn't know. Is there an official grooming policy?
Obviously policy not.
Good news. Get him to gain another 50 pounds.
More fries.
Yeah, we could discount that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that one, I don't think it really is. That's not important. I don't know if it's important for you guys. It may be, though. No. I don't want to speak for you guys.
Well, only in that I've tried to get him to get healthier over the years.
Right. Like, there's no magic bullet that's going to do that. Like, nobody in his year is going to change anything.
Yeah.
I don't think.
He's an interesting character, this guy.
I started eating bananas.
That's all right. I like that. I think that's good. Could you read the bottom one?
You want to hear? Yeah.
Yeah. Give me one. Let me just hear it.
You don't want to hear the five first?
I know it's not a five.
Improperly dressed or equipped despite being offered guidance. Appearance seldom in accordance with professional duties. Equipment used, I guess would be the equipment, is not clean or serviceable. Fails to conform to guidelines for appearance. Individual is physically unfit.
I mean, he is physically unfit.
I mean, like I said, I don't even ask him to do things because he hobbles around like I said, like he's got his foots have been amputated.
Yeah. You got to go low on this one, man. He's physically not fit enough to help you carry boxes.
It's sad but true.
Man. Yeah. It's a one.
Yeah. It's a one.
part of the factor is projecting authority or command respect while providing assurance to people or professional standard of service. Because it's professional image.
I point to the fact that he can't get either of the dogs to listen to him.
That is not command respect. Protect authority. Command respect.
They ignore him. I think I even saw a fucking Teddy almost lift his leg on him one time and while he was sleeping on the couch and he didn't even know.
That's what that was.
So when doing the evaluation, it's also if there's any special recognitions received, factors into it.
Remember the rubber band thing.
Yeah.
Rubber band thing.
Is it what's the rating period?
He is game for when we do, you know, when we shoot videos and stuff.
Yeah, he's all in, man.
He's a soldier. Yeah.
He is.
No, not all in. There's
he wouldn't eat chocolate pudding out of a baby's diaper. For one of the baby episodes we did, and I thought that was insane that like he drew the line there, and I was like, it's fucking chocolate pudding in a diaper right out of the box, brand new.
Combination, I guess. Seeing it in there, and
he's like, that's a line too far.
I'll admit it.
Why?
Because you wanted me just to be casually sitting there eating pudding out of a diaper, like leaning against a wall. Like I didn't see the humor in it.
No,
really.
Like as the credits roll.
You're not helping your case. It sounds awesome.
It's kind of like the Last Sunday Chef, where like everybody takes off and you're left eating all the burgers and stuff. Right?
That's something I would do. Mm-hmm. Like I don't see myself eating.
Well, I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody's like, oh my god, he really does it.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's one.
Every performer is allowed to have.
Yes,
there's
a line. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say he's very good at stuff like that.
Yeah, and I like he dances when we need him to dance.
Even though it tires him out?
Wear tight spandex
literally
occasionally.
Dances.
Like,
yeah, he literally dances, like on the game show episode. Yep. Yeah, he dances. So
if not well, but
– depends on how do you want to factor that.
I give him a five, you know. I mean, you know what? Let's give him a 4.5. If he ate the pudding in a diaper, then it'd be a five. I got it. I can't let that go. Because that would have been brilliant. That was my best idea of 2020.
He ruined it.
My vision wasn't fucking seen in its full brilliance because all of a sudden he has standards.
Yeah. I don't want my dad to see me eating pudding out of a diaper.
Hey, kid, I'm putting up the new video you did for your podcast show.
Auntie, that's not – that is chocolate pudding, I promise you.
Oh, great. Now she has a heart attack. Made it 102 years.
All right. So when you average it out, it comes to a 2.9.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's just not good.
Good enough. Yes.
It's not three would be good enough. 2.9 is not good enough.
Oh, yeah, a three on. Is meet expectations. Efficient, yeah. But only to the degree of meeting expectations.
But if your expectations are so low to begin with, it's not hard to meet.
It's a weighted scale.
Yeah.
If you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down.
So some possible
2.9 isn't that bad.
Yeah, what do you recommend?
Disciplinary measures?
Monthly
tracking sheet you could rate, or hourly for day by day. That's sometimes a punishment. That what did you do for like 8 hours of the day?
Uh-huh.
Write down what you did.
Oh, that's so a punishment
for time,
a diary.
For time management.
That's a punishment for me because I got to do it. Then.
No, he would do.
Oh, he would have to write down what he
did each hour of the day. And if there's specific tasks, you know, how many of those, like tally those up. And then at the end of the month, you could see
Well, none of us are going to do that.
No, he does it himself and then has to turn it in.
But
no,
it's, yeah.
Compartmentalizing for time management. You know, every day, like 15 minutes working on doing something in that room, possibly.
Okay. Start small. You could do that? Do you think you could do like 15 minutes a day in that room?
I could
set a timer.
Yeah.
Why 15? He's fucking here for fucking 20.
You got to start small.
Of the 24 hours he's here. Why is the bar at 15 minutes?
And I like that. He's like, I can do that.
Really? In all honesty, why is
the bar? The bar's at zero.
Baby steps. I said baby steps. Yeah. You say an hour of.
He walks like a baby because he can't fucking move.
He is one step away from crawling.
Okay, 15 minutes? And then when can we bump it up to, I don't know, let's say a half hour of work out of a fucking like eight-hour day?
Like a Lieutenant D's now taking shit for his.
I can only offer suggestions.
Okay, what else you got?
Denied or shortened meal period for disciplinary matters. That happens sometimes too.
Deny him a meal.
While on company time.
I have been specifically trying not to eat on company time anymore.
Why?
Really? Because of the pulled pork incident?
Yeah.
If it was a union job, you would have a steady meal period.
I've told him flat out, fucking go sit down somewhere and eat whatever you want, then come back. Like, what is this preoccupation with eating in front of me? Like, is it some sort of fucking erotic fantasy?
It's like a fetish.
It's bizarre.
No, it's not eating in front of you. It's just eating here. Like, I don't want to eat there.
Why? It's like, that's the best part of my day when I get to be by myself and eat somewhere not where I have to be.
For you.
Yeah, okay.
That's for you. I've never.
Why?
I just.
You get to fucking relax and fucking decompartmentalize. Is that the word?
Decompress.
Yeah, but here, like, I got my knife and my fork and my spoon.
You can bring them with you.
What are you fucking cutting into? Like you just can't get a slice of pizza? You need to bring cutlery everywhere you go?
Well, this is, you know, like when I'm eating rice and stuff, you know.
It's like the shit that they gave to soldiers in World War II.
Yeah, it really is.
It's titanium.
Yeah. That's nuts.
I bought it with my stimulus check.
Oh,
so you
I gotta go.
Okay.
We'll finish
it up without you. But you tend to eat even if you don't know if I'm coming, you will eat now you're not eating in the office?
I wait till after wait till after like 6.
Well, you just text me like, are you coming today?
I don't know because then I might get a response back. What does it matter if I'm coming?
I mean, I'm a half hour away, they land in 20 minutes, so I'm already fucked.
Very quickly, Q West.
Yes, Q West. Are you going to come get him? I keep trying to get you to come down.
I gotta figure out the date and if it's, I have to get a real ID or not to travel.
Okay. Q West.
Because they're going to start requiring, even if you're in the United States, you need an ID.
You just let me know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want my mother waiting outside Newark Airport.
Yeah.
Q West. We got we're throwing a little comedy thing in Q West.
DeRose will be there.
Joe Gatto will be there. Steve Burns going to be there. Brian Johnson will be there. I'm trying to get Jimmy the Hair Guy down there. Troy's coming down. I'm trying to get
– we could share a room.
James Murray the other day.
Dr. D is going to be there.
Down. What's up? Dr. D is going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be quite a – tell him Steve Dave.
There's not that many tickets left, right?
There's like less than 20 tickets left.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on sale now and I don't know. Come on down. Go to QS Comedy Escape or just QSComedy.com. Get your tickets, guys. Yeah, there's like 18 tickets and shit like that left. Yeah, we're going to have a blast.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'll go into – some of the plans are really starting to crystallize. Now businesses in Key West are like joining with us.
Oh, nice.
So we're getting specifics that I can lay out. But I think anybody that doesn't come to it and is not going to be happy that they're missing it. But more on that later. I'm sorry to leave, guys. I'm so sorry.
We're going
to
wrap it up.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah. All right.
Bye, Q.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you next week. Sorry about that, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Q. See you soon.
So any other suggestions that like some practical ones?
Yeah.
Realistic ones.
Nothing else I could really think of like realistic, like that is something that would actually be done, you know, like time management, I think is a big part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you're here for a week,
monthly, quarterly evaluations.
Maybe. Yeah. Like if you're here for a week, it should be, I think hourly is too much, but maybe like
daily.
In the beginning of the day. Yeah. You write, just write down on a piece of paper. Here's what I'm going to accomplish today.
Give photograph.
I'm going to dust that cabinet out there.
Photograph. I'm hang that picture that Chuck gave us for Christmas.
Yeah,
and that's still sitting on underneath the skateboard.
That's where it's going to go in that area. So I just
Got to get it on the wall.
Yeah,
and then you can take a sit. So then you can take a put your feet up on the couch.
Yeah.
For a couple hours and then check off some task number two for the day.
Yeah.
For the room, as far as cleaning, you could do photos before and after each day to show progress. And
that's
like a time lapse.
That's a good idea.
Over a week, you could see how much was done. And then that's motivating, too, to be like, oh, wow, I really did.
How about this, Lieutenant D?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to be called?
Sure.
What if I make it a Patreon video?
Cleaning
a live the back room.
He's used to live webcams.
Well, you know, we edit it up and he talks about the process. Would that make it easier? Would that make it more fun? Or would that be more pressure?
I think more pressure.
Okay, all right.
To keep it interesting, I guess.
Yeah, because we got to get it all done.
Oh, it'll never be interesting.
No.
maybe a 30-second time lapse.
Good day. I thought more of a day in the life kind of episode, but okay. If you think that's too much pressure.
Well no. I mean, like on the film. I mean, on the film crew and everything, and trying to get it done in the time that we have allotted with them.
Oh, you're thinking about the filming crew.
Yes.
About their time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's very considerate of you.
Well, they get paid, too.
So raise interpersonal skills to a 4.
All right. So
I care about the bottom line.
The biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from you looking in on this as an outsider, not as a professional, just as somebody who listens, you're like, what do you think?
It's, again, with time management. Like discipline, obviously you're not going to discipline unless you got to lock your phone up when you come in and not use it for one issue of – you might have to invest
in
an official
phone. But he's got fucking 17 phones. If I take one, he's still got 16 to look at.
I think they sell jammers. Then you can buy a jammer and put it – you don't get cell phones.
Yeah, get him by a jammer.
Well, there's Wi-Fi.
But then he gets jammed as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming in on that short notice. And I want to thank everybody who emailed in and wanted to come on and do this. Lieutenant D, though, was right around the corner, and he sent me his credentials, and it seemed like a perfect fit, which it was. But I do want to say thank you to everybody who did apply for this opportunity. Some had much more – had their fangs out.
Oh.
Had their fangs out and wanted an opportunity to fucking rip open that elk and disembowel it on mic. But thankfully, I didn't want that either, though. But thank
constructive criticism.
Yeah, it's the best kind.
There's the one thing I was going to mention was there's a thing called the Peter Principle. Is when an employee continues to receive promotions up to the point where they reach a level of incompetence because they were not critiqued, counseled, or guided along the way. So it's kind of like, oh, just keep letting it go, to the point now they're responsible for more things and are incompetent with it because they weren't
properly
disciplined or guided
along the way. There's a chance that I have failed upon that. Small chance. But there's still a chance.
A rare L for Flanagan.
A rare second L because I made a joke. An obvious joke that I wasn't at the hospital when my child was born. But wild. But you know what? What do you think of this though, Gidim? What do you think of Tom setting up this paperwork, didn't it feel kind of like he was trying to get you in trouble? Especially the leading categories on the paper. I felt like Tom was setting you up for disaster.
I don't know.
I mean, look at some of these the categories of the paperwork he gave Bri that he felt was a good indication or indicator of how you were performing. Cleanliness of the office, dusting. He knew.
That's the first one out of the gate.
Let's go 1 to 10 dusting. That's
well, dusting, I got to be honest with you. I do not care about dusting. Yeah. Dusting is going to – it doesn't bother me in the least, but
– I think I threw out that yellow thing.
Oh, the dust mag.
Yeah, but at Shop, I know the cleaning supplies are at the far end of the store, and I never remember to go over there to pick up another one.
But there's a lot of – I felt like Tom was – this was kind of like him like, you know,
I think somebody,
rubbing his hands together going like, oh, what
can
yeah,
I get him on?
I cannot wait to hear him get eviscerated.
Like some of this seems like it's stuff that I don't already do, like setting up the mics on recording time.
I got to say, every time I'm here, every time we come in to record, it's ready to go.
Or was water provided to the hosts?
Same there.
Oh, man. My God. The way you fucking fumble over make sure Q has water. It's fucking pathetic.
Well, I make sure everyone has water.
No, you don't. You don't make sure that my fucking throat is as moist
as I put out enough water for everybody.
No, I'm all like, Mr. Q, you need this? Mr. Q, you need this?
Got a box I can mail?
Oh, look at this growth initiative. Tom is suggesting that Gidim must gain the podcast one new listener each week or one new Patreon subscriber a month.
And their name.
And their name.
Say, how do you prove that?
That is wild. Like, how would you do that? If you did that, if you got one new Patreon
subscriber. Oh, I think I have.
No, but a month? Dude, you could let this place fall in disarray for $5 a month.
What's the lowest tier? $5 is the lowest tier? You don't have to show ID to actually. Like, so someone who was innovative might.
He could just pay it
That's exactly what I said. They might come up with fake names.
Wow. In the past 3 months, get them 1, 2, and 3 have signed up for Patreon at $5.
CJ or what is it? GSD.
Gidim will turn in a keys to success each episode once all keys have been met. What does that even mean?
There was another sheet that Gidim that I couldn't print out and Gidim couldn't get printed out. It was keys to a successful episode. I can read them to you because I do have them in email.
Really? I'm curious what Tom thinks are keys to a successful episode.
Tom is on the episode. Number one.
Must mention my vasectomy.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so it's 1 through 6. Bri rants about something. 2, Walt mispronounces a word. 3, Q speaks about a famous friend or a visit to outside the tri-state area location.
Okay, yeah.
4, current news topic discussed.
Yeah.
5, crazy hypothetical situation bounced around. 6, someone talks in ridiculous accent like Q or Cletus. Monthly, Gidim will secure a Tell Him Steve Dave Town resident to come on the podcast via Zoom or in person. I don't know. That sounds not good to me.
No.
But yeah, those are the 6.
How is it that in this episode he has performed worse than Gidim? Just by reading those keys, now he looks worse than Gidim does in terms of his ability to
Gidim
read.
Gidim get a 2.9 time, a solid 2.5.
No ads today?
No, commercial free today.
How come?
Bounce some stuff around so we could have – because I knew that we were going to have – this is going to be a long one. We wouldn't want to break it up. So move some stuff around and commercial free for everybody.
Wow, let's thank Brian Johns for moving stuff around.
Thank you. Thank you. It took me 15 minutes. I'll be back in a week.
But really though, ready. Well, come on. Give him a hand for fucking moving shit around so you can have an ad-free episode this week.
Because you like to complain when there's ads. So you better fucking better be nice
to me.
Better
recognize when there's none.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you wanted to – like something you were like, I want to at least make sure I say this?
No, nothing burning.
Nothing burning. Okay. Well, now that you're Lieutenant D – forever in TSD Town, and you'll be invited back to more events on mic.
I appreciate it.
How long have you been listening?
Since almost the beginning.
Really? Yeah, how'd you find it?
Smodcast, and I worked at a video store for like 5 years before became a cop, Suncoast and like Hollywood Video.
Suncoast, oh my God, did
the Suncoast story is always
– Did that burn you make you really pissed off?
I'm very loyal to the corporation, Suncoast Corporation.
So you knew that – you knew how easy it was for me to like –
They would do such like shady things, try to get people to sign up for subscriptions to Entertainment Weekly. Oh, just – you get 10 free whatever.
Yes,
then they bill you for a year if you don't call and cancel within those 10. Mm.
So they were shadier than I was.
Yeah. Well.
Tell them, Steve. I'm sorry. Tell them, Steve. We're going to go out on that.